Skipper's Secret Pond. Trouter waiting, Skipper promised, as we drove long around holes and twists in the ancient logging road to his secret pond. They're eager to meet us, Skipper assured me. Even after 76 years, he charged like a rambunctious moose through alders just a little less sharp than barbed wire on a trail that didn't even exist except perhaps in his inimitable imagination. I soon learned the secret of Skipper's Pond. There is no pond, more a marsh in a meadow, a few scattered eddies like patches of skin on a molting caribou. And I told Skipper, no wonder your pond is so secret. I caught a few trout, lost a lot more. My heart is more in the romance of trout fishing than playing Charon in the visceral liminal space between squirming life and shriveled death. At day's end, with our quota of trout most caught by Skipper, we drove again the long, rugged logging road back to the highway. Skipper complained about hen-pecked husbands who weren't allowed to go fishing because they had to babysit or renovate or pick up groceries. But he said about Carrie, her and me, we come and go, and every now and then we remember to thank the good Lord for one another. And I turned and saw a caribou chasing us up Lady Slipper Road, gangly limbs blowing in the July stillness like patio chimes. And for a few minutes at least, I knew the secret of Skipper's Pond, even if I can't hold it fast, won't remember it long.